Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, July 10th, 2025, and we have a lineup of technology headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Investor news breaks: Amazon.com Inc., AMZN, may deepen Anthropic ties with additional multi-billion dollar investment. Amazon.com Inc., NASDAQ, is reportedly considering another multi-billion dollar investment in AI startup Anthropic, following a prior $4 billion commitment. This move highlights increased competition in the AI infrastructure sector against rivals like Microsoft and Google. Anthropic's Claude chatbot could benefit from additional cloud credits and compute access in exchange for expanded AI model development linked to Amazon Web Services, AWS. This strategic decision indicates Amazon's focus on strengthening generative AI partnerships to enhance AWS's long-term competitiveness. As of 12:30 p.m. ET on July 10, 2025, Amazon stock, AMZN, is trading at 203.19, up 1.37 plus 0.68%, with intraday highs and lows between 204.66 and $201.22 on volume of 18.7 million shares.
Investor news breaks: NVIDIA Corp hits $4 trillion market cap, cementing its role as AI supercycle titan. NVIDIA, NASDAQ, has reached a $4 trillion market cap, making it the second most valuable public company globally. The milestone underscores NVIDIA's position in the AI boom, with its chips powering data centers and cutting-edge AI models. Despite concerns about high valuations, NVIDIA's strong presence in software, hardware, and developer adoption continues to drive growth. As of 1 p.m. ET on July 10, 2025, NVIDIA stock is trading at $1,568.77, up 0.68%. NVIDIA Corporation is a leader in graphics processing technology and AI computing, playing a crucial role in generative AI and machine learning infrastructure across various industries. Investor news breaks: Alphabet Inc., NASDAQ, Google faces existential AI challenge as search dominance erodes. Alphabet Inc. is facing a significant from AI-powered search engines that threaten its core advertising business. Competitors like OpenAI's ChatGPT on Microsoft's Bing are changing user behavior and ad strategies, potentially impacting revenue. With regulatory pressures and a slowing digital ad market, Alphabet must innovate or face disruption. As of 11:30 a.m. ET on July 10, 2025, Alphabet stock, NASDAQ at Google, is trading at $178, down 0.36%. Alphabet, parent of Google, leads in search, advertising, cloud computing, and AI. InvestorWire provides press release syndication for companies in the investment community, offering broad reach and tailored communication solutions.
Arrive AI partners with Synoptech as its strategic IT partner to power global expansion. Arrive AI, a pioneering autonomous delivery network anchored by Arrive Points, has selected Synoptech as a strategic IT partner to enable its rapid growth and global ambitions. With a recent injection of up to $40 million in funding from Streeterville Capital, Arrive AI is preparing to launch its patented autonomous delivery platform later this summer, and expects to triple its staff size. Under the three-year agreement, Synoptech will provide IT solutions to support Arrive AI's business, including cybersecurity, enterprise-grade IT, and 24/7 AI-enabled managed services operations. Synoptech's CEO, Salil Gotika, expressed pride in serving as an extension of the Arrive AI team, building a resilient and secure IT backbone to support innovation and scale in the logistics and manufacturing sector. Arrive AI's autonomous last-mile platform enables secure, efficient delivery through AI-powered technology, making the exchange of goods frictionless and convenient for shippers, delivery services, and autonomous networks.
AA News Breaks, Apple Inc., AAPL, turns $10 into $1.6 million over 20 years, driven by innovation and ecosystem dominance. Apple Inc., traded on the NASDAQ under the symbol AAPL, has seen an impressive return of over 16,000% since 2005, turning a $10,000 investment into more than $1.6 million today. The company's success is attributed to the launch of the iPhone, expansion into services, and consistent capital returns through dividends and buybacks. Despite facing challenges in the AI race, Apple's brand power, integrated ecosystem, and customer loyalty have propelled its two-decade growth. As of July 10, 2025, Apple stock is trading at $239.08, up 0.93%. For more information, visit AINewsWire.com. Tiny Gems Breaks, Seg Media Corporation, NASDAQ LTW, signs LOI to launch David Lloyd-branded U.S. sports arena. Smedia Corporation, listed on NASDAQ as SIG LTRW, has signed a letter of intent with sports entrepreneur David Lloyd to acquire the rights to his all-sports arena in Boca Raton, Florida, at a $14 million valuation. The agreement, signed during Wimbledon, marks the U.S. debut of the David Lloyd brand. The 100,000-square-foot facility will be branded as Sports.com All Sports Arena, designed by David Lloyd, featuring AI-powered golf simulators, indoor courts, a gym, and a street food concept by Chef Todd English. This venture, projected to generate over $6 million in first-year EBIT, is the first step in a global rollout targeting the U.S. and Middle East. For more information, visit Seg Media's website at segmediacorp.com.
Q&A with John Adams, executive at Chasm Technologies. John Adams, executive at Chasm Technologies, brings over 30 years of technology industry leadership and experience. His military background, including 23 years of service, enhances his ability to manage DoD and federal sector operations. Chasm Technologies provides secure digital workspace solutions for modern enterprises and government missions. Leveraging his military experience, John collaborates closely with stakeholders to develop customized solutions that drive mission-aligned outcomes. His leadership skills and strategic thinking from the military translate into his current responsibilities, fostering team development and delivering value to federal clients. Chasm's innovation priorities for the year focus on zero trust, cloud-native services, aligning with evolving DoD and federal sector needs, including Kubernetes-based services, browser as the endpoint, zero trust architecture, CMMC compliance, and smart card integration. New survey reveals strong demand for high availability as businesses increasingly use PostgreSQL in mission-critical applications and to alleviate cloud outage concerns. A new survey commissioned by PGEdge Inc. in partnership with the Foundry reveals that 91% of organizations using PostgreSQL demand no more than 4 minutes of downtime per month for their applications. 79% of respondents are evaluating or considering a distributed high-availability PostgreSQL solution in the next 12 months. More than half of respondents utilize PostgreSQL in a hybrid database environment, with 35% relying on it for customer-facing applications. 58% use read replicas and automated failover within a single region, while 47% deploy PostgreSQL across multiple cloud regions with multi-master replication. The survey, which included 212 IT decision makers, shows a common need for high availability strategies across all industries, with financial services, software and computing, and manufacturing being the top represented sectors. HG Insights unveils new IT spend report, the ultimate 2025 B2B market forecast. HG Insights, the provider of AI-powered go-to-market insights to 90% of Fortune 500 tech companies, has released its latest IT spend report, the Ultimate 2025 B2B Market Forecast. The report projects that external IT spending is expected to approach $1 trillion for the first time, with companies prioritizing IT investments to navigate challenging market conditions. Despite global economic volatility, IT solution spending continues to grow year over year. The report highlights the impact of trends like artificial intelligence and increased data center demand on software, hardware, services, and communications categories. with $4.8 trillion projected in total IT spend from July 2025 to July 2026, HG Insights identifies 16 million businesses investing in IT. The report also forecasts that global IT spend will reach $5.6 trillion in 2025, with the Americas leading in projected annual spend. Software, IT services, hardware, and communications are the key categories driving IT spend growth, with software being the fastest-growing category at $1.5 trillion. To gain a competitive edge, businesses must stay agile and adapt to market changes effectively. Blue Sky AI Inc., building the infrastructure behind the intelligence. Blue Sky AI Inc., known as BSI, is developing scalable, modular data centers specifically designed to support the increasing demand for AI and ML workloads. Their SkyMod AI factories utilize NVIDIA GPUs and aim to utilize existing energy sources to provide compute power where and when it's needed. With 90% of enterprises investing in AI and data center bottlenecks on the horizon, Blue Sky AI is stepping in to provide the necessary infrastructure to drive the AI revolution. As generative AI expands across various industries, the need for robust infrastructure becomes crucial. Legacy data centers are struggling to keep up with the computational demands of AI, prompting Blue Sky AI to offer a flexible and modular solution to address this challenge.
Investor news breaks: 51 Labs Inc., FIY, and UAV Corp., UMAV, completes historic Revive trial, sets stage for long COVID breakthrough and market expansion. 51 Labs Inc. and UAV Corp. Have completed the historic Revive trial, marking a significant milestone in the long COVID space. The Phase 3 study, conducted with global partners and top institutions, enrolled over 600 participants and showed clear treatment benefits using repurposed medicines. FIDI's proprietary AI platform powered the trial, setting a new standard in drug repurposing and personalized medicine. This achievement aligns with FIDI's goal to lead the $300.6 billion functional medicine market, pursue strategic acquisitions, and move towards uplisting to OTCQB and NASDAQ.
China dominates in adopting long-haul electric trucks. China's dominance of the global passenger electric vehicle market is extending to long-haul electric trucks, surpassing the US and Europe. With the U.S. cutting federal electric vehicle subsidies, American companies like Mullen Automotive Inc. Gazdam Mulen have the opportunity to excel in commercial EVs. To stay updated on Mullen Automotive Inc. news, visit the company's newsroom. GreenCarStocks is a communications platform focusing on EVs and green energy, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit the GreenCarStocks website.
The global semiconductor industry risks being hampered by looming copper shortage, PwC report says. A recent report by PwC warns that one-third of semiconductor production globally is at risk due to copper supply shortages linked to climate change. Countries like Chile, a major copper producer, may struggle to meet demand as water shortages worsen. This could impact companies like Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company Ltd., NYSM, in the semiconductor industry. The report highlights the critical importance of copper in manufacturing processes, making this a pressing issue for the industry. New study suggests concussions could lead to higher risks of brain cancer. A new study published in JAMA Network suggests that military veterans who experience traumatic brain injuries have a higher risk of developing brain cancer. Dr. Ian Stewart, leading the study, revealed that veterans with moderate to severe TBIs saw a 90% increase in the likelihood of developing brain tumors. Efforts are being made to explore different approaches, such as requiring young athletes in contact sports to wear guardian caps. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ CNSP, are working on next-generation treatments targeting glioblastoma and other central nervous system cancers. Investors can find more updates on CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. in the company's newsroom. For more information, visit BioMedWire's website.
Questions mount regarding Huawei's solid-state battery running for 1,800 miles. Huawei, a popular Chinese tech company, claims to have developed a new solid-state battery that could potentially power an electric vehicle for up to 1,800 miles on a single charge and recharge in less than 5 minutes. However, experts remain skeptical about these bold claims. Many questions linger about the feasibility, safety, and affordability of this new technology. Leading firms like NIO Inc. are closely monitoring the situation. Billion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform focused on top companies, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit BillionDollarClub.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.